time to talk University of Maine football. Our weekly visit with the head coach of the Black Bears, Nick Charlton, brought to you by our friends at Clearpoint Capital and Creative Print Services in Bangor. Maine with a big win over Massachusetts on Saturday. Coach Charlton joining us. Nick, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Man, I'm great. That was fun to watch on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great game, and the guys played really well. You know, we didn't get off to the best start, obviously, but you know, we were really resilient, and I just liked how we really finished that game. You know, I thought defensively we played very, very well. You know, particularly, I mean, really everybody, but I mean, the guys up front did a great job. You know, they run the football to good back. I thought we eliminated some of the shots in the passing game and got off the field, and then, you know, offensively we were able to get the run game going in the second half, and that ultimately kind of sealed the deal. So it was a good overall team win for us. Played well on teams, and I was proud of it. Again, there's only been four of those in program history, so it's a big deal.
Yeah, sure was. And boy, it was great to have Joe Fagnano back. Now, Derek Robertson played awfully well when he was in there, but boy, Joe's got that something. He just finds a way to make good decisions and get things done. And I thought there was no sign of rust after being out since week two. He looked very sharp.
Yeah, Joe did a good job. He had a couple of rusty plays that, you know, we always let him know about. But he did a good job. He was very efficient. You know, he was right around 60%. We'd like to be a little bit higher, but we knew there'd be a little bit of rust. You know, he just makes plays, and he has a very good handle of the operation. You know, understands a lot of the nuances of the offense and knows when to get the ball out, knows when he can take a shot, created some explosives for us in the passing game. And again, just kind of handles the whole operation very well. It was like he hadn't missed a beat. You know, there's a couple things in there. Obviously, it's a Division I football game against an FBS team, but I thought he played pretty well overall, honestly.
Boy, and you have developed a couple of terrific weapons in that backfield, and that combination of Freddie Brock and Elijah Barnwell is going to be tough for New Hampshire, but also tough for the years ahead, too. Two young guys with a lot of talent that seem to get better every week.
Yeah, they're playing well off of each other, you know, and different styles, certainly, and that's what we want. You know, we always, you know, offensively want different guys to do different jobs. And they both, you know, are running our base teams really well right now. I thought the guys up front, considering we're pretty banged up, you know, really powered through that. Tight ends as well, you know, it's a group effort in the run game. So I thought Freddie and Elijah did a great job, and that ultimately was a huge reason why we were able to score points and finish drives.
The defense was so good, nothing after the first quarter, and just kept the pressure on all day long. You mentioned really took away the pass game. And Ray Miller, that's one of the great finds of the offseason, bringing him in 16 tackles on Saturday. He's just been a beast out there all year.
Yeah, I mean, he's super productive. You know, I got to find some eligibility for him lying around. But, no, he's done a great job. He's had a great impact, you know, and super productive. And Adrian Otero did a great job as well. You know, he continues to get better every single game, and he's played a lot of football for us. So, you know, we feel really good about where we're at linebacker right now. But again, I mean, you know, when you look at the production and ability to get off field on third down, you know, it's a tall task against an FBS team, and holding the 10 points less than 300 yards of offense, that's a big achievement.
Special teams have been so good all year long. Devin Young had another big return for you. The kick game was terrific. But what we've been impressed with week in and week out is your coverage teams. And to me, that's a factor of hustle and desire. And you've got talented guys out there, but they want it. They play so hard. And they've been, I think, as good as anybody in the league when it comes to coverage.
Yeah, we've done a really good job overall. This is one of the strongest years that we've had, honestly. Just the amount of buy-in that we have on teams right now, I think Coach Kite does a great job. And I mean, we play our starters on special teams, and you know, the coverage units, those are defensive plays for us, and we've covered very, very well. And then offensively with the return game, I mean, the kickoff returns have mattered. And Jake's done a really good job on punt return as well, you know, saving yards. And his stats don't really reflect that, but you know, we played a rugby-style punter there, and the ball spraying all over the place, and you know, we've done a good job in those units. We've been very strong on teams this year. It's been a big part of why we win games. That's how it's been, you know, here for a number of years, but particularly this year, we've done a great job, and that's gonna be really important next week with the field position battle that we know we're about to get into. So we got to play well on teams this week.
Well, so much on the line this week, a chance for a winning season, bringing home that Bryce Cowell musket. and winning in a place that's been a challenge for the Black Bears. One win at Durham since 1990.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm aware of the old stats. You know, as I always say, I wasn't around for a lot of those. So, you know, for us, we know we got to play well. I mean, at the end of the day, every team is different. Every year is different. The records and all that stuff, it's corny, but it's true. They're all irrelevant. They're going to have their best game ready for us. And I know that this is a big part of them at the end of their season, trying to finish it right. And for us, you know, we feel like we've overcome a lot of adversity. You know, a lot of guys who've been in and out, and to finish it the right way is important for this program. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we didn't have a shot to play for it last year. So we're certainly excited to get our opportunity here on Saturday.
And you're absolutely right about that. But the guys on the team don't know and don't care about those numbers either. And for some of your veteran players, what they remember is giving New Hampshire a pretty good butt kicking in the opener back in 2018.
Yeah, I mean, we have some older players that have been around for, you know, different sides of it. And obviously in 18, we played very well in the opener. And that's kind of what the conversation was on Sunday with the team. It was about, you know, explaining the meaning of the game, because we do have a lot of new guys, you know, because we haven't played it in 2 years. Explaining that and what it's like. And I think some of our older players are the guys that are really delivering that message. But, you know, we have to play well and execute and play disciplined football, and we'll be fine. You know, that's really ultimately what it comes down to. Rivalry games are what define college football. That's what's really cool about the game. But at the end of the day, if we play well and do our jobs like, you know, we did last week, we're going to have a chance to win this game. And ultimately, that's on Maine to do. So the guys are going to really do a good job preparing this week. We talked about how we have to have the best week of practice that we've had all year. And we got to be really focused when we head down to Durham here in a couple days.
Four wins in the last five games, finishing strong, and this would be a big one this week. Make room somewhere up there for that musket. Well, you'll find a place for it, right?
We have a set spot, so let's finish the prep and do the work that we need to, and then we can talk next Monday.
All right, that sounds great, Doug. We'll see you there Saturday. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Nick Charlton, the head coach of Black Bear football. Our Black Bear Reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services in Bangor, take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative Print Services. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. That's Creative Print Services in Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call them at 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.